If you turn with me in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, verse 1. And she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And then I just want to read a verse from Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 28, which says this, He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray now that you would speak to us and speak through me, I pray. And Lord, that we would be drawn closer to you, we pray, and that you would minister to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Just to repeat that verse in Proverbs, it says this, He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And it strikes me that we're living in a time where so many believers are like that. They're like a city that is broken down and without walls. There are people, believers, going about, and they feel that as the attacks come, whether it's temptation, whether it's the attacks of the enemy, whether it's the circumstances, whether it's the troubles of this world, and they're being bombarded from every side and are unable to get the victory. They're just like that city that is under attack and there's no defense. If you think of how a city would have been in previous times, and even in this country, you'd have a city and it would be, there would be a wall round it, and there would be guards so that it was defended. It couldn't be attacked. It was secure. And so many Christians are going about like that. They're like this city that has no defense. There's no security. And maybe you feel like that today. Maybe you feel as if, as the attacks come, as the temptations come, as the problems of this life come, as the circumstances of this life come, it's as if there's no defense, that security that maybe you once had, that feeling of overcoming, that feeling of security in the Lord, that confidence in the Lord that you were secure, that you're no longer in that position. You're no longer feeling that security. And it describes this in Proverbs, and it says, He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And the idea coming through is of self-control. It's this idea of being having in control of the passions and the will and there's also the sense that comes through with the Hebrew of the anger. And there's so many people who are saying, "Well, I've got no strength in the face of all these temptations and struggles and trials that I'm coming against. I've got no strength." And it says, but he says that the reason is because there's not a self-control. There's not, as it were, a self-control over the passions and the desires and the anger. And so those things come in, and so we start to get angry, and we start to let our passions control us, and we start to let our will control us. And as a result, what it leads to the fact that when the temptations come and the problems come and the trials come and the difficulties come and Satan comes with his attacks, we're like that open city where all of those things can attack us, and we are left weakened, and we're in a place where we're just surrendered to defeat. And that's what happens. And it all begins with this simple thing of not having self-control, of not having control of our passions, not control of the will, not control of it, of all of these things. And we see this in Cain, and when we look at Cain, we see such a picture of this. You see, it says that the Lord looked on Abel, looked on Cain, and it says of Abel that he had respect to Abel and to his offering, but to Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And sometimes we look at the difference between Cain and Abel, and we say, was it because of faith? Because it mentions faith in Hebrews 11. We say, was it because of the actual offering? But it was both, because you see here, it was the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. He came with the right attitude and he brought the right offering. And Cain, he came with the wrong attitude and he brought the wrong offering. And it was a combination. And as a result of this, he was very angry. He was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord comes and ministers to him. It's wonderful how the Lord ministers to him. He's angry. He's angry with his brother because he's the one who's been respected, and his offering has been accepted, and you can sense the bitterness towards his brother, and even maybe the bitterness towards God. Why is it you're respecting this other, my brother, and not me? And he's very, very, very wroth. He's angry. And the Lord comes and ministers to him. He says, why are thou angry? And why is your countenance fallen? You can just see that not only is he angry, he's brought to a place of misery. He's brought to a place of despondency. He can't look up. His gaze is just downward. And then says, if you do well, you'll be accepted. You will be accepted. If you will only go back and, as it were, retrace your steps and go back and follow the right path, and you'll be accepted. But here is something. He then says, if you do not well. Sin lieth at the door. And you see, this is the great problem. When we lose that self-control, when we allow our passions to overwhelm us, when we allow anger to fill our hearts, and that happens, then sin lies at the door. Because from allowing our passions to dictate and allowing our anger to fill our hearts, it's from there that all manner of sin takes place. It's there. It's almost like, if you see it as almost like a gateway. You look at it, Cain, and this is exactly what happens with Cain. His heart becomes angry. There's a bitterness towards his brother. And so from that place, that simple place of anger, comes murder. And it comes out from there. And I look around at the church across the land today, and I see what I see is just if you could see each believer as a city. I see broken cities. I see people who have got their walls, as it were, broken down because their passions have taken dictated because of the circumstances and the situations that they've gone through, and they've let their passions dictate and the anger and their own will, and it's just made them vulnerable, and so it's led to various sin and an inability to get the victory. And so the Lord ministers to him and says, if you do not well, sin life at the door. And then we see something extraordinary. And I think this next sentence is something that's been so misunderstood. It says, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And most people will look at that and say that's talking about sin. It's talking about how you'll have the victory. But when we look at Scripture and we compare Scripture with Scripture, we're immediately reminded of something. We're reminded of Adam and Eve. We're reminded of how it speaks equally of Eve's desire towards her husband, and he shall rule over you. And what the Lord is saying is this, and we know that at that time there was that relationship between an elder brother and a younger brother. What the Lord is saying is, you will return to that place, and I will raise you up. Whereas you've fallen, your countenance has fallen, you've been brought to a place of despondency, you've been brought to a place of anger, but if you do well, I will restore you. I will restore you back to the place that you once were. You've looked at your brother and you've looked at him and you've been bitter and you've been angry and you've been jealous, and you've looked at him being accepted and you not being accepted, and your sacrifice being rejected. He says, but I will bring you back to that place of favor. He says, unto thee shall be his desire. Your brothers, it will be his desire towards you, and you will roll over him. And this is what he was saying. I'm bringing you back. I want to bring you back to that place of blessing that you once had. The place of favor, the place where you were in the place where I made you to be and appointed you to be. And that's what I want you to be. And he rejects it. And he goes out and he kills his brother because he was like that city that is broken down and the walls have been broken down. And he allowed that the sin to lie at the door, and you can see that imagery of sin lying at the door of, like, as it were, a wild beast at the door waiting to take hold of him. And yet, so easily, you see, when we allow our passions to control and we allow our will to take control, and we allow that anger towards others take control, then at that point sin is lying at the door. And it's from there that we find ourselves, when we follow it through, we become like a city that is insecure, an unguarded city. And then Satan has the opportunity, and he comes in and he brings the temptations, and he starts to speak, and that leads to all manner of sin. It leads to all manner of defeat. And there are so many believers who, as it were, rather than being more than conquerors, are conquered. They're living in a place of defeat. Why? Because they've let their passions take control. And instead of saying, yes, Lord. You see, Cain could just, all he needed to do is to do well. And he would have been accepted. All he needed to do was to retrace those steps and go back to the, as it were, to the right path. And he and his sacrifice would have been accepted, and everything would have, he would have known the blessing return. But rather than that, he followed through with his passions and fell into such a desperate state of sin. And you see, the thing is that we can look at that and we can say, well, maybe I'm like that. Maybe I'm like a broken city. Maybe the walls have been broken down. Maybe I'm the person who's allowed anger to grip my heart because of what someone else has done, because of all manner of things, because of jealousy, like in the case of Cain. And you let that anger come in, and you then become like that broken city. And God, you see, he wants to restore. That is always the work of God. God is a God who wants to restore. He's the one who wants to build again the walls, who wants to once again rebuild the city. And the way we do that is to realize that he is our security, is to come and yield to him, to come and submit to him and say, yes, you are right, Lord, and I'm wrong. Yes, you are right. And he comes, and he then becomes our security. And as we trust in him and he becomes the security, our security, what happens is then we get the victory. Then we become overcomers. You see, when you've got a secure city, it doesn't matter what the enemy does. It doesn't matter what attacks come against a city. If it's strongly guarded and strong and it's secure, nothing can come against that city. And God wants to restore those walls, those broken down walls. He wants to restore that city, that it's strong. But your strength has to be in the Lord. You have to come and say, yes, I've allowed my will and my passions to take over. I've allowed, as it were, self to control rather than being self-controlled. And I've allowed myself to dictate. And he says, and now let me come and do that restoring work. I will do that restoring work. And as he does that restoring work, and as you humble yourself, you will find yourself in extraordinary victory. You see, I look around and I'm so conscious of Christians everywhere who when they're honest, both with themselves and others, they will say, I'm constantly giving in to temptation. I'm knowing the attacks of the enemy, and I'm coming under the attacks of the enemy. And it's not just that he attacks me. I descend and I'm defeated by him. I'm overwhelmed by the passions of the flesh, and I see defeated Christians. But he says, I want to rebuild. I want to rebuild the walls. I want to bring back that place where you're secure. And it's security in the Lord. It's as you trust him. And as you say, no, not my will be done, but your will be done. You see, the Apostle Paul said that the things I don't want to do, I do. You see, and you see, those things that we don't want to do, we find we're doing. And it's just a sign of defeat. And then Paul says, but those who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh, it's those that are walking in victory. And suddenly we see that we're defeated. We see that we keep failing. And we don't want to fail, but we keep failing. And he says, Don't let yourself be led by the by your own passions, but be led by the Spirit of God. Come and acknowledge your failing. Acknowledge your weakness. Acknowledge that you've gone the wrong path. You've let your passions take control. And he then says, now I will cause you to come under the power of my Spirit. And my Spirit will be the one that controls, not your passions, not these things. And you see, when we start to see anger coming in our hearts, you see, it's a sure sign that there's something wrong. That those walls have been broken down, and then we need to be. That's when we need to get right. Just as Cain had an opportunity, there was like a gap, an opportunity where he could get sorted. He could get right. He could get it. He could get these things dealt with. If only he had just seen the enormity of the problem and how simple it was to get right. But no, sin was lying at the door, and the sin overwhelmed him. But you see, when we're like that secure city, and where we're getting where nothing can overcome us, the temptations have lost their power because of the strength that we have in the Lord. We're trusting in the Lord. We're depending upon him. It's not us. It's not our passions. It's not our will, but it's Christ, Lord, over us. It's us walking in the Spirit, and we're like that strong tower. But you see, it's also that city is also meant to advance. And we see something in Proverbs, where we just read, and in just some verses beforehand, and it talks about the enemies, and we see something of how we're to act. Not only are we to be a secure city, but it says in Proverbs 25 and verse 21, it says, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. You see, the enemy comes, and it can be a person who's made themselves an enemy. It can be someone who's close to you and who's made themselves an enemy by their words, by their actions. It says, now don't get angry with them. Don't get bitter with them. Don't show revenge. But it says, if your enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. Friends, don't do you heap coals of fire upon his head. But you see, how many of us are like that? When someone has come against us, we come and we return with good things for them. I wonder how many of us, when someone has hurt us, are we praying for them? One of the most powerful things I've found in turning my heart towards love, when I've had a feeling of bitterness towards someone, is to start praying for them. That will change your whole attitude towards that person. And it says, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. And I wonder if we see ourselves not only as a secure city, and that's what God wants us to be, a secure city, but how do we advance as a city? How do we, as it were, go forth in attack mode? Well, we don't go in, as it were, killing. Rather, in attack mode, we go ministering to the enemy. That's what we've been called to do. And that's how we shine as a light. That's how the city shines forth. That's how you will shine forth. You who have now been restored Now the walls have been restored, and you are like a secure city. Now you're in a place where that you can see the enemy overcome, and it says the enemy is fed and is watered, and then it says, "For thou shalt heap coals afar upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee." And they're brought to a place of shame. And as you do that, they're brought to a place of shame, and the Lord, and that, and then that it can bring them under conviction of sin. And it says, "The Lord shall reward you." You will receive the reward of the Lord. And so, I wonder how we respond to people. I wonder if that's how we respond. I wonder how, when someone has made themselves an enemy, if we go forth and we're seeking to minister to them. Because that's what God has called us to do. And it can only come when we're just trusting in the Lord and we're depending upon him. It says in Psalm 86 and verse 15, it says, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy and grace." That's what we've been the recipients of. We've been recipients of his grace. We've been recipients of his compassion. We've been recipients of his mercy and truth. He's been slow to anger. He says, now reflect that. Reflect that. And reflect that to others, so that you start to minister that grace, that you start to minister that love, that compassion towards others. And someone who has hurt you, then you become a minister of grace. You become a minister of love, a minister of compassion to other people. And you see, then you'll not only be a secure city, but you'll be a city that shines brightly. And as it says in Matthew and chapter 5, and it speaks of, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." And it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You see, it's a secure city. It's a city that is secure because it cannot be overcome. It cannot be brought to defeat. Because you're trusting in the Lord, your security is in the Lord, your faith is in the Lord, you're depending upon the Lord. And bitterness is no longer there, anger is no longer there, your passions are not ruling, it's Christ ruling, and then you're shining. You're shining out towards other people. You're ministering to other people. And you're seeing people changed and seeing lives changed, because you really are the city that the Lord wants. But I wonder, are we walking in victory? Are we overcomers? Are we more than conquerors? Are we living in that place as more than conquerors today? Are we really living like that? Are we living in victory, or are we living in defeat? Are we easily overcome? Are we, look back over the past week, if we look over even the past 24 hours, what has been in our heart? What's been in our heart? How have we reacted to people? What have we said to people? How have we messaged people? How have we behaved to other people? Because that's the great test. It's the great test. We say, one of the things we say is, yes, I've yielded to the Lord, I've submitted to him, but have we yielded to other people? Have we submitted to other people? Because it says, submit yourself one to another. Or have we, as it were, allowed our passions to rule? Have they dictated? And they've detected the way we've behaved towards one another. Because we can say, oh yes, I've submitted to the Lord, I've yielded to the Lord. And we can say that all we like. But if our passions and our will And anger have taken control of us. We're like a broken down city. We're like a city whose walls have been broken down. And when that happens, we're not in a place of victory. We cannot say at one moment that we get angry with the people, and we become bitter with people, and at the same time say we're in victory. But you see, when we come and we say, Lord, yes, I'm wrong, and we submit to the Lord and we let the Spirit of God take control of us, then we will be like that secure city. And people say, oh, why am I struggling so much spiritually? Why am I going from defeat to a defeat? Let the Spirit of God rule you rather than your passions, rather than your will, rather than these things. And then you will not only be the secure city, but you will shine. You will shine. And you will see the Lord working through you and seeing you advance. And God working through you. And we have that choice. Yes, sin, as it were, lies at the door. But he says, if you do well, you will be accepted. And the wonderful thing is that we can have come to a place where we've lost something of our fire, lost something of the ministry that maybe we once had. And the Lord will restore it, just as he said to Cain, I will restore you. I will exalt you once more. I will bring you back to that place, if only you'll do that which is well. And he's the restorer of our souls. He's the restorer of everything. And that's what the Lord wants to do, that we might be walking in victory.
Faith sees the heavenly legions with